Hey there. I've got some major news that's really shaking up India's financial landscape. The Reserve Bank of India just dropped a definitive directive, and it's pretty clear-cut. Commercial banks and national payment systems have to stay completely insulated from cryptocurrencies and privately issued stablecoins.
That's right. And while it might sound strict on the surface, this policy actually reinforces the central bank's long-term strategy. It's fundamentally about safeguarding financial stability and monetary sovereignty, especially as India works on building a comprehensive regulatory framework for digital assets.
I completely get that. At its core, this banking barrier is really about mitigating systemic risk. We've all seen how unpredictable these markets can be, and protecting everyday people has to come first.
Exactly. Cryptocurrencies and private stablecoins operate outside traditional regulatory oversight. That lack of guardrails exposes the entire financial system to sudden volatility, capital flight, and fraud. By isolating our payment rails and banking infrastructure, the RBI is trying to shield retail investors from sudden market crashes, preserve the Indian rupee as the undisputed medium of exchange, and tackle those tricky consumer protection and dispute resolution challenges inherent in decentralized finance.
It's definitely a protective move. And I know a lot of people are wondering what comes next. India is currently conducting a thorough review of its digital asset policy, right?
Yes, that's actively underway. This review will tackle crucial areas like taxation, legal recognition, and the rollout of the state-backed digital rupee, or CBDC. While the digital rupee offers a regulated, government-backed alternative, privately issued stablecoins remain a serious concern because they're backed by corporations, not sovereign entities.
That makes total sense. Right now, that regulatory gap has forced crypto exchanges and fintech companies to rely on third-party payment processors and peer-to-peer models just to handle fiat transactions. It's a bit of a workaround, but it's kept the ecosystem moving.
Precisely. And the RBI's directive clarifies that mainstream financial institutions will no longer be permitted to operate in those regulatory gray areas. The impact on the crypto ecosystem will be immediate and structural. Retail investors are going to feel increased friction when buying or selling digital assets, since seamless bank transfers will no longer be viable.
It's definitely going to change how we operate. Crypto exchanges will need to significantly invest in compliance infrastructure. Think robust anti-money laundering and know-your-customer protocols, just to maintain legitimacy without direct banking integration.
And on the institutional side, this policy may temporarily slow the adoption of blockchain-based settlements and tokenized assets. But in the long run, it will channel innovation toward regulated, safer corridors. We're already seeing fintech firms adapt by developing licensed payment aggregator models and compliant custodial solutions.
It's fascinating to see how this fits into the bigger picture. Globally, India's cautious approach actually aligns with a broader trend of central banks trying to balance innovation with systemic risk. While the EU has rolled out MiCA and the US is navigating a fragmented landscape, India is clearly prioritizing financial integrity over rapid adoption.
Absolutely. Moving forward, stakeholders should expect much clearer guidelines on licensing, reporting, and permissible activities. We'll likely see regulatory sandbox environments pop up to test digital asset products safely. The era of unregulated banking integrations is officially ending.
So, what's the critical takeaway for everyone listening? Compliance is now the absolute cornerstone of operating in India's digital asset market. Investors, please prioritize platforms with strict KYC and AML standards, and steer clear of those unlicensed services promising direct bank-to-crypto bridges.
And for businesses, It's time to engage proactively with regulatory bodies. You need to implement rigorous risk management protocols and prepare for a highly structured market.
I couldn't agree more. While this directive introduces some short-term operational friction, it ultimately establishes a foundation for long-term stability, enhanced investor protection, and a clear, sustainable roadmap for India's digital economy. Here's to navigating it all together.
Well said. Stay informed, stay compliant, and we'll see you on the next episode.